Hey everybody, welcome to Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 291, can you believe it, of Power Rangers. Power Rangers in Space, episode 41, A Line in the Sand.
It aired November 18th, 1998, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, and directed by Judd Lynn.
Can you believe that we are already at 291? It's not like an important number.
Just... Why are you hung up on 91? I was, ironically enough, just thinking that the 300th episode is going to be a random Lost Galaxy.
It's going to be like the third or fourth episode of Lost Galaxy. That's wacky.
And first, that's a milestone for me because I remember the Simpsons 300th episode and how big a deal they made of it. And so I'm like, 300, man, that's the number.
That's the number.
You get to 300, then it's all downhill, just like the Simpsons.
I don't think it's all downhill. Time Force comes after. And if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should. I don't know why I keep trying to do that one go. I think it's just like a fun challenge for me and no one else.
You're making a lot of choices today.
Look, it's so late.
We are getting started. It's 9:20 now.
Yeah, it's a bad time. It's gonna get weird. Let me tell you that. Let's stop dilly-dallying. Let's go watch A Line in the Sand.
Let's rock it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in Space.
And we're back. And we just crossed the line in the sand. What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
It's right.
I don't know.
You're all talk with your sand lines.
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJackAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinGrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter.
Really living up to that name tonight, I think.
Yay, look. I know that only 90s kids remember why the email is the way that it is, but, like, it's not wrong. It's not an incorrect email. We are a couple of little idiots a lot of the time. Also, we're on Twitter at Morphin Grid. You can give us a rate and review on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and Podknife. And there's a new one called Podchaser that I want to check out. I want to, like, submit us to, because apparently you can, like champion singular episodes. Like, you can like leave reviews for like singular episodes and be like, this one's the real, real good one. Like, check this one. Yeah, things like that. So I think I'm gonna look into that. Stay
tuned.
That
would be good specifically for United.
Yeah.
Because it is episodic. I would like to know what people think of each thing.
So guess look forward to that in the future. Probably by next season. Because we're recording the rest of the season this week.
Yeah.
So probably by the time we start Lost Galaxy, that'll be a thing. Just look forward to that. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. If you donate as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, and we really appreciate it. You guys know the deal with Patreon. It helps us out. I'm shrugging, and you can't hear that. I don't know. I'm very tired again. I really don't want this to turn into the Jake is Sleepy show. Like last time, I think, did. So we got an email.
Okay.
I just got an email from Duolingo telling me that I haven't done any Japanese lessons in a couple days. And like,
that's passive aggressive.
It is a little bit, but also it's fair. My brain got tired from learning a new language.
Yeah, you gotta have like a buffer.
I got, man, one of the lessons beat me up.
You say anything in Japanese?
No.
Okay.
I can read some of it. Like, I know what some symbols mean. I'm only on, like, lesson four. I'm, like, the egg has barely hatched.
Right.
The chicken's not out of the egg yet.
The tip of your beak is out.
Yeah. I feel like a proud idiot baby whenever I complete a lesson. I'm like, I did that. And then I go back, and it's like, do you want to practice? I was like, yeah, let me do a practice of all those things I just learned. And I'm like, I don't remember any of these. Oh, God, I'm an idiot. Anyway, so that's not the one I wanted to talk about. Just, you know, it's where I am in life right now. Trying to learn Japanese, but it's not going great. This is from James. James says, hey guys, the data cards are in Mega Ranger. The thing they had to edit around is the fact that Dr. Hinlier,
who?
I think, the main baddie in Mega Ranger, is in the Sentai footage. That's why sometimes there's Sentai footage in that room and sometimes not. They couldn't show the baddie there. If you want to know about this, how the Psychos came back, it does make more sense in the Sentai. That's another long email. Let me know if you want an explanation.
Yes.
I actually don't.
Never mind.
Because I want to find out when I watch Mega Ranger in a couple years with Super Sentai Bros.
Yeah, well, it is coming out soon, too. It's the next It's the next Sentai that Shout Factory is putting out.
I might just jump on that just to check it out.
It should be out in November if they stay to their release schedule.
Yeah, it's usually 2 a year, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That we're getting 2. I want them to, like, dip back a little bit and release Jetman so I can get Jetman. Cause
yeah, do the first one of the year as a past one.
Yeah.
Like a before Power Rangers, and then the second one as an after Power Rangers. That'd be neat.
Thank you for the email, James. It does make sense that they would have to edit around a bad guy that's not in the show that we're watching.
Yeah, I mean, the other option would have been turn it into a monster and kill it.
They do that a lot. Season 2, the Storybook Rangers, I think that was season 3, the Storybook Rangers episode, Mondo the Magician, that was the main bad guy of Dire Ranger. Or no, it had to be season 2.
Yeah,
it was the main bad guy of Dire Ranger, and it was just like a rando one-off, this is a mean guy in a house. That's it. Anyway, that's all we got for emails and stuff. Do you want to jump in?
Yeah, let's do it.
This episode, number one, is a little bit buck wild. And number two, I hope you like chases, because Who Doggy there is a lot of chases.
Outside of Chasing the Space, this is the best episode of Power Rangers Turbo. Not counting the goofy ones.
Well, I mean, yeah, because the Jacket episode is the best episode. Maybe of all of Power Rangers, actually, now that I think about it. Josh, I don't know if you remember, but there were, number one, Evil Jackets.
And then there was a Big Megazord one.
Big Megazord Evil Jacket. And the most important part, Cassie was like, hey, Ashley, your jackets are ugly.
I feel like we're at that point in our friendship where I could tell you these are kind of hideous.
These look like you got them from a thrift store.
A teacher in the 80s would not touch these jackets.
Yeah, these were old then. We start off with Ashley and Andros coming out of a building. What is this building? I thought it was a movie theater. But maybe it was Ash's apartment. But she lives on the spaceship, so that doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
So
maybe it was like a theater?
Maybe. They're holding hands, so ooh.
Cause it's weird, because maybe it was a movie theater. Because they're talking about, like, oh, did you like it? Yeah, it was nice. But then they talk about something else that they should go see, but that doesn't rule out that they just came out of a movie.
Well, that was after Andros compared her to some intergalactic superstar whose name I have already forgotten because it was
It was the space name.
It was like Intergalaxia Jones or something. And I just can't remember
it. Yeah, she's a star in all the Holo films.
All the great Holo films.
Holographic Wood.
Yeah. I mean, look. That's not terrible.
That's pretty terrible.
I mean, look, I'm grading on a curve for you, okay? Just take the win, all right?
I'm skewing my own curve with that one.
So then also, I do want to point out they are dressed like when the Psycho Rangers were humans.
Yeah.
They're wearing, like, the exact same outfits.
Got leather jackets, black pants.
And their color shirt.
Their color underneath.
So they come across, this is nighttime, by the way, and it's actual nighttime. It's not that day for night that they love doing so much. It's real nighttime. And they come across kids playing, like two little boys playing hopscotch, which is pretty neat because hopscotch is not a traditionally boy game that
I was thinking that's the same thing I've ever seen on
television.
So that's really cool that this is two boys playing hopscotch.
Yeah, just like playing some hopscotch. Also, it's nighttime, so like maybe go inside and not on the street.
Well, maybe it's only like 6 p.m.
I don't know. They're in a city. I don't know what a city is living is like because I grew up in a small town. In like a semi-gated community. It wasn't gated, but it was like a mobile home community, and there were two entrances, and they were both hard to get to. So like we could play outside forever, but if you're on a street, like a sidewalk, I feel like that's something your mom would be like, hey, come on in. It's late enough. So Ashley's like, oh man, I haven't played hopscotch in a long time. And she's like, I guess just friends with these kids because she's friends with all the children of the world.
She does, like, ask to play. So she doesn't just, like, take their rock and steal their hopscotch.
Yeah. So she throws it and she plays hopscotch. And I found out that whatever it lands on, you have to skip that one.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yep, that is the only game mechanic in hopscotch.
That's the rule in hopscotch.
And, like, it's not hard. It's never hard.
No.
I played a lot of hopscotch in, like, lower grade school because there was just one on the playground.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, I don't think you can win. I think it's literally just to pass the time.
Yeah, I think it's just like a fun activity. Remember when we used to just like do fun activities as
kids?
Yeah,
now there's a hopscotch app you could get, probably.
Oh, probably. If not, TM. You can't. Original idea, do not steal.
Hopscotch.
Okay, I'm cutting all this. Because we gotta get on this, Josh. We're sitting on a $1 million idea.
I mean, they made a f***ing fidget spinner app, so why not hopscotch?
That doesn't make any sense at all. I do spin my phone a lot, so maybe they're onto something. Anyway, so they play hopscotch. Whatever it is that you called it. And then Andrew's like, oh, I've never seen this game before. So loud.
It was Hotchscop.
Oh, well, I couldn't get there. I just, like, look, I threw all the consonants into a soup, and whatever came out is what happened. Anders plays it, and he's like, oh, okay, I see the one rule. And then he does it, and he's like, yeah, that was cool. And they just walk away. They don't say thanks to the kids. They just leave. Which, whatever. They got to get going. It's a Power Rangers episode. This is, like, a couple minutes in still, and we haven't gotten the theme song yet. There's like a pretty long cold open for this one. This whole time, we're getting shots of like behind the bushes. There's these two red headlights or like between a gate.
I didn't know what it was the first time because it looked like one like stoplight. I was like, is this that turtle monster whose name I don't remember?
Shell Shock.
Is this Shell Shock?
It's not Shell Shock.
They repainted Shell Shock, but they did not. This monster is very weird.
Yes, it is.
Keep going.
So then they're walking, and this is when they're talking about going to see another thing. And then Ashley turns around and is like, did you hear that? Andrew's like, no. And Andros, I feel like, should be the more alert one of the two.
Yeah.
He is like a from-birth trained Power Ranger.
Instead, he's looking at her like she is completely crazy.
Yeah. He's like, no, there's no noises on a street at night. What are you talking about? And then they turn back around, and then Hummer almost hits
him. We get a point-of-view shot from, like, behind some trash cans. It's low down.
Yeah, it's the Sam Raimi it's like, scud shot.
Yeah, it's like sub-butt level. And then it just, like, starts running at them.
Yeah.
And then we get the far shot of the Hummer on the sidewalk. And yeah. I'm like, that Hummer was just crouched down, hiding behind a trash can.
Yeah. And this Hummer is going to pull another prank, which is Banunus.
It's crazy.
So it disappears down an alley. They like, turn the corner, and they see the alley that it went down, and it's gone. And so they're like, should we check it out? Yeah, okay. And so they go down. And it's nowhere to be seen. There's some spooky music. And there's like this tiny fire on the ground. Like, it's like 5 inches in diameter. And they're like, oh, let's investigate it. And so they go look. And the headlights turn on. And this Hummer is like, you've a prank. And shoots through these boxes that it stacked up.
Yes.
It stacked up a bunch of boxes for cover.
Either that. Or it teleported in behind the boxes.
Yeah. And then it goes to run them down. And so they don't, like, move to the side at all. So they do that thing that everyone does where they just keep running.
You run away from something directly in front of it. Yeah.
And so they're, like, running down this alley. And I think it's actually them. Because
it looked like it.
Because there's a shot where they, like, jump to the side. And it looked like them.
And this thing is right on their literal heels.
Yeah. And they, like, jump onto a fence and, like, scale it real quick. And it's, like, pretty good stunts if it is. I mean, no matter who did it, it was a good stunt. But if it was them, that's, like, you know, like, major props to that. And then they hop down and they go look. And the Hummer is gone, but there are two Ghost Rider streaks.
Well, yeah, they got out of the way just as it hit 88 miles per hour.
Yeah, and now it's in the past. Now it's going to go pull some sweet Hummer pranks on them back in 1994. Then we got to the theme song. And before we go to the rest of the episode, I do want to say that I was on Sky's podcast. Sky Ertl, former guest of the show, friend of the show. We've talked about his podcast a couple times. He does Pop Culture Failure with his roommate Jake, and they are going over Ninja Turtles: The Next Mutation right now. So I did a guest spot on that show. So I watched an episode of Ninja Turtles: The Next Mutation. Totally screwed up my entire Netflix algorithm. It's just gonna sit there on my keep watching list until I die, or the heat death of the universe, or Netflix goes out of business, whichever
or
comes first.
You watch all of it.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll happen. So I watched it, and Mikey, the turtles, have a Hummer. They have, like, a turtle Hummer.
Like, instead of the turtle van?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was wondering, and I don't think it is, but I was like, this has to be after that show was canceled. So, like, I wonder if they just took the Hummer from that and reused it. But I don't think it is. It looks a little bigger and beefier, but it might be the same one. Anyway, go listen to that show and go listen to my episode. It was the last one that came. Well, this is Monday, so maybe a new episode came out today. I don't know if they come out on Mondays or Tuesdays. It came out today, so I'm assuming Tuesday, because that's when we're recording it. So go listen to that. Those are real fun guys. We had a real fun time. It is not safe for work. It is not for babies. Just so you know. We talk about some pretty lewd subjects that they came up.
Oh, I bet it has something to do with turtle titties.
I did talk about turtle boobs a little bit. I have a theory, and it's the only one that makes sense to me. You can go listen to that show for
I already know what it is.
You know what it is.
It's still unsettling.
Yeah. So we come back from the theme song, and we're on the ship. Carlos is not there. It's the other four, and Ashley and Andros are telling Cassie and TJ what happened. And they're like, yeah, the car tried to run us down. And Cash is like, I don't know, there's some pretty crazy drivers out there. And Anders is like, it chased us through an alley and
it hid
disappeared.
Behind boxes.
It was crouching.
It crouched behind a trash can. Might be a Massachusetts driver.
Could be, yeah, it's probably just someone from Fitchburg thinking they own the road. Or Lowell.
Ugh.
If you're from either of those places, I'm sorry that every time you get in your car, you're taking your life in your hands.
Don't use your blinkers.
Don't use your blinkers.
If you're driving in Lowell.
Yeah, just don't use your blinkers. Trust me, the cops will not pull you over. There aren't any cops. It's the lawless wasteland. So I was also just thinking about the word Lemonster today, and I was like, that's a town.
That's a mall in it.
It's got that's it. Anyway, so Cassie says, we should go tell Carlos. I didn't hear any of those words. And so you're like, where's Carlos? And then we cut to Carlos, and he's playing soccer. Remember how Carlos likes the soccer?
Yeah.
He likes him a footy. So he's going, he's playing footy.
I guess
footy.
This is just like a recreation day. And also, he's playing soccer in the daytime, so this is the next day.
Yes.
It has to be.
It has to be. Doesn't feel like it when they're on the ship, but
so I'm assuming that Ashley and Andros got home late. And, like, well, we won't wake anybody up. The space jeep isn't going to get us here.
Yeah. Oh, what if it did? What if they opened the door and it was on
the
ship?
They opened
the
elevators. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Chasing them down the hall.
That would be wonderful. There's a big missed opportunity later in the episode. There was just kind of, I was like, oh, is there? Oh, no, they didn't. Okay, never mind. Carlos is playing soccer. And this is when I figured out that, like, oh, they must have said, let's go tell Carlos. Carlos playing soccer, doing his soccer thing. You guys know how this goes. It's a long soccer scene. They all are. They never play a quick soccer. It's always a full game of soccer. Only three scores happen in the last 2 minutes. So someone kicks a ball and it goes wide.
It goes way over the net. This kid boots this ball.
Carlos
like kickball style.
Yeah. Carlos like, I'll go get it because it's his championship ball. We'll come to find out. And so he goes and he's like, all right, here's my ball. And he turns around and the Hummer's there. They will call it a tank later, but it's 1,000,000%
a
Hummer.
Just a Hummer, but it's not like consumer Hummer. It is like a military grade Hummer.
Yeah. It runs him down and it shoots out this portal right in front of him. And he runs into the portal and the portal disappears. And then he drops into the desert, and he just lands in a desert somewhere.
Yes.
Presumably on this planet, but who knows?
Well, I read it as Lord Zedd's evil desert dimension.
That might be it. He hasn't used it in a while. rent's cheap, might as well use it to hide your Power Rangers. So then we cut back to the soccer field, and Cassie and TJ are coming up. What was Cassie wearing? She's got a floral shirt on and some white pants. The shirt is like three-quarter length, but it's not a baseball tee. I've only seen weirdly short sleeves on the baseball-style tees. They talk to a guy, and like, hey, is Carlos here? And the guy's like, Carlos dipped. He just left at
yeah,
some point.
Yeah, it's weird, because he went to get a ball and never came back. And none of us thought to just look over the bank and see if he was there.
And we don't like Carlos enough to go check on him, so...
Yeah, none of us are his friend. He just showed up and started playing soccer.
Yeah, he's been whooping us, so like we're not too super happy. He's probably just over the bank and over there, just like unconscious. We don't care. Cassie and TJ are like, okay, thanks, so we're going to go look for him. So they find his championship ball. TJ says, it's Carlos' championship ball. What championship? Or is it like a commemorative, like, this is from the 1990 whatever FIFA Cup, and he got it there.
Oh, it was a pre-order bonus for FIFA 98, 7?
Yeah, on the
Super Nintendo.
Genesis? Was that the N64?
Oh, we might be in N64 territory. Is this 97 or 98?
This is 98.
We're in N64, that's N64 territory.
You know a weird thing about me is my timeline of consoles is way off because I got a Super Nintendo in 1996, so I think that's when it came out, but I know it was 93.
Yeah.
And then I know the N64 came out after.
The N64 came out
in like 96, probably 96, 97,
probably like 97, like, because Super Mario RPG came out like right before the N64 dropped.
Yeah, that was like the last game, and they didn't make a lot of them.
There was like a month.
Yeah, like
it was not a long time.
A used copy of that game just by itself, no box, nothing, it's like $180.
Yeah.
Because they only made like 25 copies of them.
That game rules.
I've never played it. I know you are a big fan, though.
Yes.
Zelda Ocarina came out in 97, so obviously it had to come out.
Yeah. And GoldenEye came out in 97 because every video game magazine was talking about GoldenEye.
Hey, man, it's a good game.
It is. It's the only first-person shooter I have a fun time playing.
I also like Perfect Dark, but it's the same exact
game. It's the same game. It's weird. I don't like that one as much.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the weapons are weirder?
I think it's because it's a sci-fi setting, and I'm just like not really into that.
Did you know that I never knew that it was a sci-fi game? Until about last year when I watched a Let's Play of it, and there's aliens at some point, and I was like, when do these guys show up?
I think it's like the laptop laser gun that kind of like...
That's my fave. I love that gun.
I like that.
There's also the Farscope, which you can see through walls and shoot mercury bullets that travel through walls and kill people.
See, I don't know about that.
I love
it. It's a neat game mechanic, but I don't know if I could separate that from you're shooting a gun through walls.
It's a hard gun to control, to be fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should stop talking about N64 games. So, the Hummer's...
Damn it, FIFA.
Dang it, FIFA. See what you did. So, the Hummer is there on this, like, back road behind the soccer field. And they, like, dive out of the way. And it, like, bootleg 180s and is like, vroom, vroom, I'm gonna get you. I'm a vampire truck. And they morph, and then they're, you know, they dodge some more, and they're shooting at it, and they're trying to get it, and then it just starts chasing them, and Cassie jumps out of the way, and TJ doesn't, and he's running down a road.
Just, like, down the street.
Like,
yeah.
Like just get off the, go away from where the road is.
You are
is.
Running next to a curb with grass on the other side of it, and, like, a tree line.
just, like, hop over there, man.
Yeah, just, like... Bank right, man.
So he doesn't, though, and he keeps shooting it, and it does nothing. And we know that because he says, it's doing nothing. there's a lot of that in this episode. There's a lot of, like, here's the thing that we showed you. Let's tell you also. Cassie makes the save. She swoops down on her astroglider and is like, give me your hand. And so he grabs her hand, hops on, and they get, like, caught in a tractor beam.
No, it rams them.
Does it get stuck? Because it won't gain any more altitude. She says that. Like, it won't.
It bumps it. Maybe that jostles the raise up mechanism or something.
So they can't get any force. So they dive off of it. And then it runs her galaxy glider over, like,
yep,
just destroys it. And then it turns around and it gets them because they're like stunned and whatnot.
Just a deer in the headlights at that point.
And it, at this point, the episode is more running and chasing than anything.
Do you want to point out
that does not slow down?
It gets them and teleports them to the desert.
Yep.
And they, some point during the teleportation process, unmorph.
They demorph, yeah.
How would you take that information? Like, how would you read this?
Well, that coupled with the fact that the communicators don't work in this desert area, I would say that there's no morphin grid signal.
Yep,
like,
me too.
Like what happens a lot?
That's what I think, too.
Stay tuned. So then we cut to the Astro Mega ship, and Alpha, I think Alpha or Deca is like, we lost their signal, too. And so Anderson is like, all right, crap, let's go find them. So they go down there, and we cut to a laser tag arena?
Pretty much.
It's got, like, black light spray paint in orange and green and
just
whatnot.
Like random things to hide behind.
A bunch of tires and, like, a short wall and some pillars and stuff. And Astronomer comes up, and she's like, good work, Tankenstein.
I heard tanker time.
No.
But that's not what it was.
It's Tankenstein.
Tankenstein is a good name.
I mean, actually, it's Tankenstein's monster.
Well, no, that would make Astronomer Tankenstein. Astronomer Tankenstein.
That's her last name.
Pleased to meet you.
That's her Christian last name. Tankenstein. Of the Boston Tankensteins. It cuts back to Ashley and Andros in Ashley's yellow car, which I love.
Yep.
And they're driving around, and the Hummer just sneaks up on them.
It just suddenly is close enough to bump them.
And it bumps them, and Ashley's like, what was that? Gee, Ashley. what do you think it might be? It could be anything.
Well, it was dark out the night before.
It's daytime now. It's definitely the daytime.
She didn't get
right
a good
now.
Look at it, so she's like, what is that?
It could be any Hummer trying to run us off the road. Any Hummer with exclusively red headlights. So it hits them. There's some more chasing, and there's some shooting. And they eventually get out of the car, because I guess they get run off the road. And they're like sitting on the side of the road, and they're looking at the Hummer, and they're like, okay, let's shoot it. And so they morph, and then they start shooting at it. And it just rams them, like it goes to hit them,
yeah,
you know, their bodies with the Hummer, and they get on the back of it somehow.
Jump, it's coming at them, and they jump up and then land in its back.
And Andrew says, we got to get to the front to get the driver.
He doesn't say to get the driver,
right, he just says to get to the front.
We have
to
get to the front, and so it's trying to shake them off like a bucking Bronco, but it's a Hummer.
It does knock Ashley off,
Cassie.
Nope.
No, you're right. It is
no,
Ashley.
Right.
Why did I picture it as Cassie?
I don't know.
You're right. It was Ashley. Yeah, because it drifts and then slams the brakes, and Ashley just tumbles to the ground.
Yeah.
But Andros gets to the front, and you think he would go for the driver, because he, like, crawls down the side to get to the front.
Yeah.
But he doesn't reach in the window. He jumps onto the hood and shoots the car part.
And it does nothing, because this is immune to bullets.
So it slams the brakes on again, and then Andros does a sweet backflip off of the hood.
Yeah. And he lands, and there's only one thing to do in a time like this.
Get caught.
It's muscle butt time.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the muscle butt.
It's muscle butt time. So he summons up a muscle butt, and he's like, see how you like these muscle butt missiles. And he shoots the missiles out, and I guys, you know how I feel about the muscle butt suit. I love it. I think it's the greatest. It should be the be all end all weapon.
Yes.
Right. So he shoots it with the missiles, and it just veers off the road.
Yeah. The missiles blow up around it, and it like spins out and stops.
This is a very good driver in here, by the way.
Yeah.
It's doing some real cool wet stunts.
But it's still there. It just stops, and the lights might go out.
Yeah, and Ashley's like, good, you got it.
Yeah, Andros is like, power down. And I'm like, not yet.
No, keep your muscle butt on.
When has a monster ever still been there when you won?
Yeah, never.
Not
and the day
one
after,
single
never.
Time.
And so then, obviously, it's not dead, and it just goes like,
yeah,
and gets him right away.
Ashley's like, did you knock it out? He says, and, yeah, I think so. And so it drives out of the fire.
Yeah, and then it just grabs him right away. And I love this because it gets him. It's basically like, did you get it? I think so. Whoop. And then we just cut to the desert and just them falling from like 8 feet in the air and landing face down. Cassie and Carlos and TJ are all there and they're like, hey, it got all of us. Oh, no. And then Tankenstein is in the distance and like the T2 is just approaching them. But it's a tank. It's a Hummer.
The T-1000 is what you mean.
Yeah, he's in T2. Well, no, see, what it was actually a very clever joke on because Hummer 2's H2s.
Oh.
So it's a T2 because it's a tank. That's not what I meant the
first time.
I'll
let you have that, though.
That's what I meant. Tell your friends. So then Ashley and Anders land, right?
Yes.
Demorphed.
Yeah.
So everything you know about Power Rangers is you can't morph here.
Yes, they arrived demorphed.
This is a no
when
morph
they
zone.
Were morphed, and Carlos's communicator was just static.
Yeah. So they morph.
So they morph.
Why have rules? Why even have rules if you're not going to use them? So they start shooting at it, and they all five are like, get him! And they're, like, boo, 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 boo.
They're just shooting their regular laser. Like, you guys have better weapons.
Yeah. And it does nothing. And literally, it's either Cassie or Ashley. I can't remember which. It's like, let's try it again. And all at once, you're like, okay.
That was Cassie.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone was like, it didn't work. And Cassie was like, do it again.
And so they do it again, and it doesn't work again. And, so they, and then it shoots them
back.
Yeah,
it drives through them. And, like, as they're jumping to get out of the way, it's just blasting all of them with lasers.
Yeah, and so it's them, like, trying to dive out of the way, and they just keep getting shot. And then, who should show up but Zane on his dune buggy?
Now, we understand why this episode even exists.
At the end, we will see something that you will go, oh, this could have been the episode. But instead, we got Tankenstein. Exclusively so that Zane's buggy could get his shit in, brother.
Yeah, that is also why he teleports them to a desert, is so Dane can drive his stupid little dune buggy again.
Just dune buggy 2.
There must have been a toy. Why would they try to sell me this
I
thing if there wasn't?
Let me look it up. I'm gonna look it up.
It's like the Galactic Rover or something is the name of it.
All right, Power Rangers in Space Toy Guide.
Okay.
All right, so, yep, there is definitely Galactic Rovers, plural.
Oh, is there one in every color?
No, there's a blue one and two Zane ones.
Man, fuck is Zane.
Oh, there was also a red, blue, and black one. Girls don't get dune buggies. Everyone knows that.
So there's every color of dune buggy except for pink and yellow.
Yep.
And Zane has two.
And Zane, it looks like Zane has two discrete dune buggies. Because one has like a little shooty gun on the top, and the other one has like a cooler roll cage. They might have been different sizes. Why add this so late in the game?
I don't know, but did they make a power wheel out of it? That's the question.
It looks like it's just little toys.
Leaving money on the table.
Idiots. Zane, this stupid dune buggy could have showed up 30 episodes ago with Zane, and then you could have sold it then and not make two of the last five episodes about a dune buggy.
Dune buggy spotlight. Ugh.
So then Zane is so cool and so good and so not at all unwanted in this situation.
They never say how he even found them.
No. It doesn't matter. He's so cool. He just knows, Josh.
This episode took a nosedive, Hulk Hogan.
So he's like cruising around and banging desert Yuis and shooting, and he hits it with the Silver Samurizer, and then he like shoots it with the front guns, and then it kills Tankenstein.
Yeah.
Turns it into a pile of parts, and I refuse to believe in a world where the stupid-ass dune buggy does more damage than the muscle butt suit!
Okay. I do want to point out that this episode, I would go as far as to say, is very good, and then Zane shows up, and everything falls apart from here.
This is the Terminator, but the Terminator is a Hummer, and it's awesome. And then Zane and the rest of the episode just farts around until it's over.
Just a big old tray just for the rest of this episode.
So then I was like, oh, okay. So something that almost redeemed it happens, but it doesn't. I thought they were going to do something. So Zane kills it, and they're like, wow, Zane, thanks for being so cool and awesome. And he's like, no problem. I'm Zane, and I'm the best. And then we cut to Astronomer, who's like, fire the satellite lasers. And I thought we were going to get Megazord versus Tankenstein, and we do, but it turns into a monster when it grows.
Yeah, all the parts just like come back together into a giant monster.
It transforms.
It should have just been a giant Hummer.
How great would it have been?
Because here's the thing. Okay, that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
You're in a desert setting, so you don't have to worry about how you're going to maneuver this thing through a tiny city miniature or whatever. But instead, it grows into a monster. They get in the Mega Voyager and fight it in a city.
They're just in a city! We watch it grow. It doesn't teleport. It doesn't go anywhere. It just like whoop, and a city springs up around it. Thanks, Zane. I hope your dude buggy sold a lot of units.
Really got your stank all over this episode now.
So they're in a city now, and they fight it, and they V3 missile it, and it just cuts a hand off, which is a very specific target to hit with the V3 missile.
But it just grows back.
And it grows back, which is pretty cool.
And then as they're fighting, at some point, Tankenstein gets like this giant sword.
Yeah.
And it's beating the crap out of the Mega Voyager, and at some point it cuts its left arm off, but they never mention that.
Between cuts, like he's like slash slash, and we cut from like front view to a side view to a back view to a front view, and when we get back to the front view, it's missing its left arm.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why didn't you just show that? That would have been awesome.
And here's the thing. Let's just run through the rest of this fight. They fly it into the sky and
well, they do one cool thing before then.
Okay.
They headbutt it or punch it like with their only arm. I almost said good arm, but of course it's good by default. It's a good arm. It's the only arm.
It's
they
the
have
only
left.
One you have.
And they like punch it, and that like speaking of Perfect Dark, this is in my notes. It Perfect Dark disarms them, and the sword lands in their hand, and then they start going to town on him with his own sword. And it's pretty awesome.
That is baller.
And then they fly it into space.
Yeah, they can't destroy it. So they're like, oh, I know. And so they just fly up until he explodes.
Yeah, I thought it would like freeze in space. And then I was going to be like, hey, Iron Man.
Because
Jon Favreau, also a fan of Power Rangers.
As they're flying, Tankenstein is just like, my power is weakening. And then he blows up.
And he self-destructs because it blows the Mega Voyager up too.
Yeah, that's the thing. Why hide the fact that their arm got cut off if you're just going to destroy the Zord right now?
Yeah, that would have been really cool. Also, we could have gotten an episode about this monster, but we turned it into a Hummer and pretended like the episode was going to be cool just so Zane could do some dune buggy stunts.
I think I'm going to throw up. I hate Zane so much.
Go back into a coma where you belong. Also, this monster, Tankenstein 2.0, definitely has Elgar's voice actor. Like, Elgar's voice actor is 100%. He's trying to hide it, but it's definitely Elgar.
Right.
So then they, like, we go to commercial, I think, and we come back.
Yeah.
And it's destroyed, and they're amongst the wreckage.
What a cut to commercial. It explodes in the sky and then fades to black as the fire is still, like, dying down. And then we come back, and the Rangers are on the ground in the rubble of the Mega Voyager,
like, unmorphed. Filthy. And they're just like, oh, no. And, like, the Mega Voyager is destroyed. They look, and it's the Planet of the Apes shot of just, like, the head. And they're like, you blew it up. You blew it all up. And then Zane pulls up, clean as a whistle in his dune buggy. He's like, hey, guys, is everything okay? And they're like, yeah, Zane, glad you're okay and cool still. But the Mega Voyager's gone, and now all we have left is the Astro Megazord. And Andrew's like, yeah, and Astronomer knows that. Like,
yeah, that was the plan.
That's the plan. Speaking of Astronomer, cut to Astronomer, who's elated. She's like, I didn't care. Tangestine was cool. I didn't like the monster form. He blew up, whatever. Also, the Rangers are down to one. And then Elgar's like, yeah, Dark Spectre's going to be super happy about this. And at the same time, Ecliptor and Astronomer both turn around, put their weapons to his throat, and they're like, one more again?
Yeah. Dark Spectre's not going to find out about this, is he?
And he's like, nah. And he scampers
away. He runs
away
to change his pants.
Yeah. He did a poop in his pants. He had to run away. And then Astronomer is like, this is it. It's almost time for the final finale. The show's almost over, kids. And then she walks away, and Ecliptor walks away. And then,
well, no, she walks off frame, and Ecliptor just, like, slides in, and it freezes on
it
him.
It felt like he walked off, and they were like, hey, hey, and he's like, oh, you're right, and steps back in. He steps backwards into frame. And that's the end of the episode.
Uh-huh.
So, Josh,
yeah.
What's the best?
The best, and by me saying this, I think you can see where I'm going with my best and worst here.
Okay.
The best is the first half of this episode.
Okay. I agree. I think Tankenstein is the best.
Yeah.
And he's basically the first half.
Runner up to Astronema's plan is working and she is winning.
Yes.
Her monsters are not, but she is.
Yeah, the monsters don't matter, though. Yeah. You can always get new monsters.
Like, you, I don't know if we've ever really had that sense before. You definitely didn't have it with Rita, where, like, her monsters are losing, but her plan is moving forward. Like, the monsters always were her plan. But with Astronema, the monsters are just pawns.
Yeah, the monsters are, like, parts of the plan. They're not the plan.
She's like, the Rangers killed that monster. Whatever. We took out another Megazord. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good show, guys. What's the worst?
Everything from when Zane shows up on.
Yep.
Until we go back up to the Dark Fortress with Astronema. That chunk in the middle there.
It's just so dumb. Like, it's just a Dune Buggy toy commercial.
And the whole episode just gets poorly written after that.
Yeah, it just falls apart. Yeah,
everything stops making any sense.
It's like they made a cool episode and they were like, hey, remember when we did Alien earlier in the season? We're doing Terminator, but it's a Hummer.
I'll step it back even like a minute before Zane shows up. When the Rangers morph in the dimension that they should not be allowed to.
Yeah.
That point forward is when the episode is just not good.
And then it's good for like a minute after it comes back from commercial. And then Zane shows up.
He's like, hey, this isn't going to be good for too long because I'm here all sparkly and cool.
He like glimmers.
Oh, yeah, because he's the hero. I agree.
That's also my worst. Who's the MVP?
The stunt driver in Tankenstein.
Hell yeah. That dude rules.
Yeah.
He's doing like bootleg 180s, controlled spin outs, like
driving on the heels of two human people.
Yeah, and not killing them with a car. That's
I don't know if
impressive.
It was just one driver or not. So if it was like a few, all of them, if it was one guy, him or her.
I feel like it was probably just one person because like I know Saban, he's not going to pay two people.
That's true. I mean, they already shelled out all this Hummer money.
Yeah, right? Or they just took the
spray painted it black.
Yeah. Put a little laser on the front and give it a plastic top part. Yeah, that's definitely the MVP, is the drivers. There were some awesome car stunts in this episode. And that's it. That's going to do it for us for today, and that's going to do it for us for this week. This is only one episode this week because next one is a two-parter. Those are both going on.
And the finale. So next week, we're wrapping it up.
Pretty excited. I'm probably going to cry on the podcast because my second favorite moment in all of Power Rangers happens. And I'm excited. I don't know if it's the first part or the second part, so it's going to be a surprise to me, too.
Yeah, if it's the first part, it's like the end of
the first part. I think it's the second part, but I'm not 100% on that. Anyway, that's next week. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week when we end in space. But until then,
may the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
Got wow, this website is unruly. Okay,
A bunch of ads. That's what we got.
No, there's no ads. It's just, it starts out zoomed all the way in.